Timmins, adding the iconic McIntyre Community Building to the city's heritage list is one of the items being tackled by Timmins Council today. There is a bylaw at the January 28 meeting to add the historic building at 85 McIntyre Road to the Municipal Heritage Register. If approved, it will be the third property added to the list. In October, a 30-day public notice was published and no objections to the designation were received. Related. Nothing like when the MAC was packed, iconic arena edges closer to heritage list. Most people who grew up in Timmins or have visited the city with the heart of gold have a story about the building. The iconic brick structure was built by J.P. Bickle in the 1930s and is steeped in Canadian sports lore. Bickle was the McIntyre Mine president and had a nearly three-decade association with the Toronto Maple Leafs, where his hats included owner, president, chairman and director. While not a mini-replica of the former Maple Leaf Gardens, the MAC has design cues from the historic Toronto ice rink, including using steel girders and cement in the construction, the brickwork and the Art Deco style. Through the years, the MAC was the home ice to generations of up-and-coming NHLERs and has had a significant role in the Canadian figure skating scene. Other items on tonight's agenda include: the 2025 budget could be approved. The proposed net levy increase is 3.72%, which is a slight drop from the 3.79% initially pitched in November. There's an update on options for rural recycling. New provincial regulations mean changes to how recycling is done in the city of Timmins. Under the new rules, the producers are only required to maintain one recycling depot during the one-year transition period. However, the city currently has four recycling drop-off points. Circular Materials has agreed to fund the processing at all sites until the end of 2025, but the city is responsible for maintaining the depots. Council has to decide the direction it wants to take for the transition period and beyond for recycling. A full list of the options is laid in the staff report. The low-income rebates could be increased by $50 each. There is a report and bylaw to bring the low-income tax rebate program up to $400 and the low-income utility rebate to $200. The relief is offered to homeowners receiving GIS, Ontario Disability Support or Ontario Works Social Assistance. There are about 250 applicants eligible for each program and staff estimates the change would add $12,500 each to the taxation budget and water budget. There's a motion to add a four-way stop at the intersection of Toke Street and Ross Avenue. While there is no report on the item that Count Andrew Marks asked to be added to the agenda at the January 14th meeting. Tonight is the first meeting starting the new time of 5:30 p.m. The full agenda is available here. Watch the meeting live online here.